you're going to use that opportunity to go and indoctrinate these kids with your street ghetto philosophy. Certain point, if you raise your level of income to the status of a rock star, then then you got to keep coming up with ways to maintain that status. I'm not even saying eat meat, but at least put some cereal in the milk. Come on. That's like taking 666, the mark of the beast, and redefining it like Biggie tried to do and saying, no, it means this or that. No, 666 is 666. You can call it holy 666, but it's still the mark of the beast. Convenient, whether it's welcome or unwelcome. You, as preachers of the word, are to show people in what way their lives are wrong.
We welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
Blessings to all. This is G. Craig Lewis here again with another True Church Perspective. And you can catch us here every Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m. on Heaven 97, 970 a.m. on your radio dial here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area, Greater North Texas. Or you can catch us streaming live on the internet at true-church.org. And we're here every Sunday bringing you a True Church Perspective. And I want to start the broadcast off once again talking about our recording that will take place September the 18th. Now, September the 18th here in Arlington, Texas, we will be shooting part 5 of The Truth Behind Hip Hop. And this will be our 5th installment of that particular video. We will be doing this video recording at Cornerstone Baptist Church here in Arlington, Texas. We will also be releasing our well-anticipated book, the book we've been working on for several years now, The Truth Behind Hip Hop. It is almost like an almanac to just kind of show you where all of this came from and just give you detailed information on the truth behind hip hop. That book is ready. I have one in my hand, so we will definitely have those books available at the recording on September the 18th. So bring your youth out, bring your church out, bring everybody out. And if you need special seating, if you have a large group that's coming, contact information for that will be given at the end of this broadcast on the commercial, as well as if you want postcards, if you want to help us spread the word of this recording, you can also get our contact information at the end of this broadcast. And I will be signing books at the end of that particular service on the 18th. So let's jump into some things here on this broadcast. Last week we talked about fasting and got a good response from a lot of people. And of course, a lot of people didn't respond so well. You know, people don't like discipline in their flesh. So a lot of people were like, you know, hey, I fast the way I want to fast. And last week I was not trying to tell you how to fast. I was just trying to tell you how to be effective in a fast. That's the key. If the fast is not going to work, if you're not truly denying yourself or disciplining your flesh, then you are fasting for no reason. You have to have some form of suffering during a fast. It's weird because I was talking to a friend of mine and we were talking about working. You know, you could work all day and get real busy doing some other things and just not eat. And man, your stomach, you know, your stomach's not going to bother you too much if you're busy. You're busy doing other things and you just didn't eat. So you're like, well, I just eat. Sometimes you may miss the whole day eating and, you know, it's all good. But if you turn that into a fast and say, I'm a fast for Jesus and I'm not going to eat, it's like your stomach jumps out and slaps you upside your head and say, I'm hungry. I mean, it's like immediately when your flesh knows that you are trying to discipline it, you can miss the same meal. It will have a total different effect on you psychologically because your stomach knows, you know, it's like your mind knows and it's the devil. He knows. And so your flesh does not want to be disciplined. Your flesh is a monster. Hear me, people. people of God. If your flesh gets out of control, you will be living a life full of pain, shame, and suffering. And you can be saved. And this is the thing, you know, I have had people also say, you know, you're talking about being going to the club and saved folks don't go to the club. And I'm like, where have you been? Pastors are bringing the club in the church. I mean, there, some churches, if you don't have a stamp on your hand, you feel left out. I mean, they own the secular stations. They have partnered with the world. They've, you know, made their ministry a part of what the world is doing. They've joined forces with Satan. The Bible says that the devil can transform himself into an angel of light, but then he also transforms his ministers into ministers of righteousness. So we know there are men that are leading churches and leading people that are possessed by devils. And so they encourage the club. They encourage fraternities and sororities. They encourage all of the fleshly things. And it's because they have not denied their flesh. And so we need to get a good understanding of this so we can know that a fast works in our favor. It brings us before the presence of God. It gets us closer to God. We can hear God. A corporate fast where everyone in the church or in your congregation is fasting together, then that brings about the same thing. The congregation can move forward in the things of God. Flesh is denied. The services don't have to be so fleshly to please the people. Pastors, if you would cause your people to go on fast together, you wouldn't have to entertain them all the time to keep their attention. You know, when people's flesh is denied, they'll begin to hear the word of God more clearly, and the word of God will be more pleasing to them. Their appetite will change. You got to understand, you know, there was a time when I didn't like asparagus. I thought asparagus was nasty when I was younger. Found out how good it was for me. Started eating it. Didn't like it at first. Now I love it because I created an appetite for it. I created a desire for it. And that's what we have to do in the spirit realm. When we go on a fast, we literally die to those things that we had a desire for initially, and we're able to create some new desires. This is what the word of God meant when he said, delight yourself in me and I will give you the desires of your heart. In other words, submit, surrender yourself to me, make me all that you desire, and I will change your desires. When you come to Christ, when you fast, when you deny yourself in your flesh, he'll give you what to desire. And what he gives you to desire, those things that are pure and holy, that are spoken of in the scripture, when he gives you those things to desire, those things won't cause you to make bad decisions, bad choices that will ultimately hurt your purpose. Now, this is what I'm talking about. I've been doing a daily word on my website, and I do a daily word every day, Monday through Friday, on the website exministries.com. You can go and subscribe to that and get that in your email. And it's a powerful word every day, Monday through Friday, to help start you off on your job or whatever. I've been dealing with moods and the way people's moods change. And this plays right into fasting, because if your mood dictates your decision and your actions, then your mood is going to also cause you to react to your actions. So if you're in a bad mood and you cuss somebody out or talk bad to somebody or make a dumb decision, then when you come out of that mood, you're still held to that decision you made in that mood. And a lot of times, sorry won't cut it. So we have to be careful of the decisions and different things we make at certain times when we're in certain moods and different things, because we're going to have to ultimately deal with those things later on. Not just moods, but decisions, period. Some of us have made bad choices. We've taken the wrong job, and now this job is causing us to make even worse decisions to stay on the job. And as we stay on the job, we then have to compromise or make more and more bad choices just to get that check, because we should not have taken the job in the first place. But maybe we were desperate, we just needed it, and we took it, but it was the wrong job. We can even go even further than that and deal with marriage. Some of us, we were in lust with somebody. You were in lust and you just wanted to marry them because you loved them hot, steamy scenes that y'all would do in the back of a car. And so you just decided, oh, this is the person. And everybody told you, I talk about this in my singles video, everybody told you not to marry that man. The preacher, the dog would try to tell you. I mean, everybody was telling you, don't marry this guy. But you didn't listen to anybody. You had a plan. You had a you know, you knew what you wanted to do. And then you married this person. It was the wrong wrong person. You married the wrong person. Now you stuck with the children. Now you stuck with the bills. Everything, he's no good. He's gone because you didn't listen to anybody. And now you've put yourself in a position where if you don't totally trust God, and if you walk just a little bit in the flesh, you'll find yourself making bad choices and decisions just to pay the bills and keep things on your children's table. This is what I mean by making bad decisions and not submitting yourself to God and denying your flesh. Before you ever even date a person in prospects of marriage, before you ever even get in a relationship like that with somebody, you should be fasting and praying so you can die to your desire to be with someone, your desire to just have someone, and all those issues you may have picked up on the course of your life. You don't want to get this person involved in that, because if this is the wrong person and you marry him, then later on you will have to pay for those bad decisions, and you'll constantly be reacting to the decision that you made. Understand what I'm saying, people. A fast goes way beyond us just fasting and praying for church growth and fasting and praying for, you know, things like that. We have to fast and pray anytime there's a decision that we need to make that is of utter importance. Let's go to the scripture, Philippians 3 and 15. Very important passage. I'm going to read it in the Amplified Version because it makes real good sense in that version. It says, "So let those of us who are spiritually mature and full grown have this mind and hold these convictions. And if any respect you have a different attitude of mind, God will make that clear to you also." 16 says, "Only let us hold true to what we already attain and walk and order our lives by that. Brethren, together follow my example and observe those who live after the pattern we have set for you. For there are many of whom I have often told you and now tell you even with tears, who walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. They are doomed and their fate is eternal misery. Their God is their stomach," and it has in parentheses, "their appetites and their sensuality." Oh, listen to this. "And they glory in their shame, siding with earthly things and being of their party." So he's saying here, stand firm in the things that you know to do right. Do the things you know to do right, because there are people that are here. And I love the way it says it here in the Amplified in Philippians 3 and 19. They are doomed and their fate is eternal misery. Their God is their appetite and sensuality. This is where we are right now. And that's what I was trying to tell you last week. When you are fasting, when sensually your body is out of control, when sexually your needs and desires are out of the scope of Christianity, when those things occur, when your flesh is just at that point, it's time to fast. It's time to push the plate away, because just like it coupled it here in the scripture, the appetite and sensuality, it's the same with the fast. Those are the things that get denied. You deny your flesh primarily by fasting. Once you deny it, food, the sensual nature of your flesh begins to die for that time that you are fasting. This is why the scripture says, even to a husband and a wife, make sure you're in agreement with a fast during this particular time, because whoever's fasting is going to cause you to not desire the other person sexually, because when you're fasting, then the need of sensual pleasure begins to die out when you have a superseding need for food. So this is why we fast from food, because it causes us to get our flesh in line. And here's what I'm saying. When the spirit of lust comes on you and you get involved with somebody because you're so desperate to have somebody, when you make that bad decision, when you bring children in under that umbrella, you are bringing children into a situation that could be harmful and hurtful for them for the rest of their lives. You're putting yourself in a position to be in pain and suffering for a long period of time if you cannot meet the needs of those children that you brought in to a relationship out of selfishness. I'm not just talking about women. I'm talking about men. There are men who have several sets of children in other relationships all over the place, and they can't give those children the time they need and the time that they desire. Those are punishments for making bad decisions. But you were reacting to actions that you performed because you were operating in the flesh and not the spirit. I talked about this in that daily word. We look to God as the end of this thing, and we look to Jesus. You know, Jesus paid for our sins. That is what salvation is. You know, it's like picturing a bank, and we have money in savings, okay? That money is the blood of Jesus to pay for our sins after we die. So we have that in the bank waiting for judgment. And when judgment comes, we're able to withdraw that and say, look, God, when you judge me, here, I have the money to pay for my sins. And that is the blood of Jesus. He's died for me and he pays for my sins. And that's a wonderful day, y'all. Don't get me wrong. That is a glorious time when we're able to use the blood of Jesus to pay for our sins and to genetically make us pure, just like we were in the creation. So it's a wonderful thing. But understand this, though. Right now, in this life, that money's in the bank. That salvation is in the bank. So what do we do up to that time? We're supposed to walk according to the scripture. We're supposed to walk according to the wisdom of Christ. Understand, his words are wisdom. The apostles, they spoke wisdom. These men learned the wisdom and way of Christ, and this is what we follow. If we don't follow this, we'll find ourselves in issues, in mess, in trouble, in turmoil. Our lives will seem like God is nowhere near us. It'll seem like he has nothing to do with us, and that's perspective, people. He said he would never leave you nor forsake you, but you can leave and forsake him. And I'm not talking about eternally leave him, but I'm talking about leave his way, his instruction, what he's trying to tell you. Ephesians 5 and 15 says, therefore, be careful how you walk, not unwise, but as wise men, and making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So this is why we number our days, but we have to be careful how we walk. Do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Ephesians 5 and 17. We have to understand what the will is and walk according to it. So it won't just be about the end time and after all of this is over and after all of this is said and done, I'm going to go on and meet the Savior. Yeah, but quit making bad decisions now so you don't have to be wanting to die. I mean, some folks just want to die and get it over with. Oh, Lord, if you could just take me out of here, because that's because you've been operating in such spiritual buffoonery that you are dealing with stuff in the flesh that you shouldn't have to deal with. When it was time to get married, you should have fasted and pushed the plate away. When it was time, when you were desperate for a job and needed money, you should have been pushing the plate away to find out what God wanted you to do when it comes to work. When it was time to choose your career, you should have been praying and fasting, saying, God, what is it? What gift do you have in me that I can utilize for your good? When it was time to choose a church home and a congregation to fellowship with, you should have been fasting and praying so you wouldn't be seeking after fleshly gratification. You wouldn't be seeking to be gratified in the flesh, but you would have been moving according to the spirit, because your flesh would have been denied. Now, fasting to deny your flesh is essential in making clear judgment calls, decisions, and actions. You can't make good decisions if you are flesh driven. This is very important, people. Hear this. When your flesh is strong and your flesh is driving you, when your flesh is out of control and you make decisions while your flesh is like that, you're gonna make bad decisions. When you are a victim of your decisions, you'll be forced to make decisions based on the bad ones. And when you decided to date the wrong lady or the wrong man, and you got in a relationship with them and they crazy and they coming up to your job and cussing folks out at your job and got you fired, and now you don't have any money, and now you have to go get on welfare and you have to go get food stamps and different things, and now you all ashamed and feeling bad. But if you trace that back to the decision you made to date that thug or that scoochie, you'll understand that that was a bad decision, but it was something you wanted at the time. It was something your flesh desired at the time. But had you gone on a fast, you would have died to that desire and you could have made a better decision. Please hear me, people. Jesus could walk around and say, don't worry about it. Don't worry about this. And why are y'all worried like heathens? You know, you don't worry when God is taking care of you. And he would walk around and just, you know, live his life, just speak things that were so positive all the time. And people say, Jesus was so positive because his daddy was God and he was this. Well, your father is God, but you're not positive because you're making decisions that are spinning your life negatively. You're making decisions that are casting a negative shadow over your life. So yeah, God is your father, but you're not listening to your father. Oh, I wish somebody would hear me. I know folks that, you know, their fathers have all kinds of money and they're very successful and they drive nice cars, they live in nice houses. They're very successful, but their children out on the street like a bum, living like a dog on the street. Why is that? Well, it's because something happened with their relationship with that father. So even though that's their blood father, they are not reaping the benefits of being with him. That's why the Bible said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. But you can experience the benefits if you are not obeying or following his word. 1 Thessalonians 4:1 says, furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more. The word abound means increase. Now, I'm not going to preach the financial increase message because I believe that comes with a job. Okay, you go get a job if you want to financially increase, but you will know what job to get if you go on a fast and die to yourself. Understand this. It just kind of goes back. So yeah, there is a prosperity message in the Bible, of course. And here it is right here. If you walk like the scripture tells you to walk, you can reap the benefits and abound or increase more and more. And if you're increasing in the spirit realm, you will increase in the natural realm because God will cause you to do the things you need to do. He will give you direction. He will show you, but you have to be diligent in desiring to die to your own will. That is the key. Christ said, if any man come to me, he must first deny himself. So we have to make sure, people of God, that we are denying our flesh and we are doing what the Spirit of God wants us to do. Pushing the plate away, it decreases your flesh so you can increase in his spirit and it can be beneficial to your flesh. Once you get your flesh under control, you dictate to your flesh what it's gonna happen. 1 Corinthians 15, let's go to that real quick before I close. 15:31 says, I assure you by the pride which I have in you, Christ Jesus our Lord, that I die daily. This is Paul saying, I have to deny myself. In parentheses in the Amplified, it says, I face death every day and die to self. So to follow God, you have to die to self every day. He said, what do I gain merely from the human point of view? I fought with wild beasts at Ephesus. I mean, that don't mean anything, he's saying. If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we'll be dead. So basically he's saying that if it has no spiritual significance or spiritual value, then it really doesn't mean much. 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, do not be deceived and misled. Evil companionship, communions and associations, corrupt and depraved good manners, morals and character. He says, awake to be sober sense and your right minds and sin no more. He's saying here, evil communications, evil people and associations, those things that are against God will corrupt and deprave good manners, morals and character, and it will hinder you. That's why he said, I have to die daily. But you can't die to yourself if you're continually surrounding yourself with people that are of evil communications and evil companionship. People, I wish you would hear this. I'm running out of time, but this is so important. The decisions that you make daily, the decision for that job, the decision for that boyfriend, girlfriend, the decisions you make daily are based on how you think think and feel at that time. And that is why when our flesh is getting out of control, we must fast, deny our flesh to put ourselves in position to make better decisions. Listen, we don't want to be Christians that have to go around and always make excuses for the bad decisions they made. And oh, my bad. We just a my bad Christian. My bad. Oh, that's my bad. No, not my bad all the time, but it's got to be my good. We have to go and do the things that God wants, but we can't do that if our flesh is superseding the direction of the Spirit. I've given you scriptures to prove this, and I want you to understand. People get mad at me because I preach against Christians going to the club. I preach against Christians listening to secular radio all the time and watching a bunch of movies full of nothing but cussing and sex and different things. I preach against those things, not because grandmama said it was wrong, but because if it causes your flesh to grow too strong, you're going to make decisions that you're going to regret, and you're going to have to keep reacting to your actions. You're going to be reacting to those for the rest of your life if you don't deny your flesh the pleasure that it desires. Y'all, this is real stuff. So I want you to understand what I'm saying here. It's not that I'm trying to stop your fun. It's that I'm trying to save your life, just like the scripture says. We understand the Bible is saying, even in Ephesians, it says, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. What it's saying is don't frolic and make it fun and entertainment all the time and just always a party in your life. No, deny yourself those pleasures for a time so you can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you. Let me pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray right now that this message would go forth. Lord, there are so many that you are calling in this last day. God, you're trying to get their attention, but their flesh is in the way. God, you're trying to speak truth to them, but their flesh is in the way. And when truth comes, truth sounds like their enemy, God, because they are so inundated with their flesh. They are so preoccupied with their flesh. They're so filled with their own desires that the truth of the word sounds like the enemy of them. And God, I sound like their enemy, and many just turn the radio off. Oh, I don't want to hear that G. Craig Lewis, because he's always talking about somebody, and they don't understand, God, that the only reason it sounds like that is because their flesh is in the way, Lord, and they are constantly seeking to please and pleasure themselves. But Father, I pray right now that there will be a remnant of people that will hear this word and say, you know what? I hear what the prophet is saying. I hear what the word is saying. I hear what God is trying to tell me. I've made bad decisions, and I keep making worse decisions to try to make the original bad decision I made work. God, people are making decisions based on how they feel and their moods and their flesh. But Father, we got to come to a fast where we deny what we want. We deny the pleasures of this life for a season. God, we deny ourselves the pleasure that we seek for a season. Father God, we have to get our flesh under control so that our decision making will not be marred with our selfish agenda. And Father, it will not put our lives on a course that you had not ordained for us. But Father, we can follow you wholeheartedly, hear your Spirit, and be sensitive to what your Spirit is saying in this last and evil day. God, I just pray right now that people will begin to fast and push away the plate. And Father, they'll begin to deny themselves so that they can follow your Spirit. In Jesus' name. We'll be back next week with another True Church Perspective.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis. Visit us at truth-church.org or at exministries.com. If you desire to support this ministry with your donations, please send them to P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at truth-church.org.
How powerful is music? Music can make you do something you hadn't intended on doing.
EX Ministries presents The Truth Behind Hip Hop, Part 5.
Are you gonna be a gospel gangster? The Bible says if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold,
Friday, September 18th at Cornerstone Baptist Church, 5415 Matlock Road, Arlington, Texas. Service starts at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:15. Admission is free. For information or special seating, call area code 214-793-3120 or visit us on the web at exministries.com.
Look at somebody say, case closed.